You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Whatever we do in the name of Jesus, whatever you show, whatever kindness you show, you will not lose your reward. It's not prayer. I know some of you may say amen. It's not prayer. It is the word of Jesus Christ. It is 100% certain. You don't need somebody to lay hands on you and say, oh, receive your reward, receive your reward. No. It is certain. You don't even need to bother about it. Reward is sure, is certain. Nobody can defraud you. Nobody can make you lose it. You will definitely get your reward. Everything you do for Jesus, you will be rewarded. In fact, including a cup of water. Even if you give a cup of water, the Lord takes record of it and you will be recorded. Please don't say amen. It is certain. It will happen. It's not prayer. It is a matter that is already settled in heaven. Now, but you know, it's important. The part that should concern you is who you are receiving. Who are you receiving? He said, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. So can you see the trace to God? A human being is standing in front of you. If you do not understand what Jesus said here, you may not know that that human being connects to God. In other words, if you help that person, if you receive that person because that person belongs to the Lord and you do something for that person, Jesus said, you are doing it for me. You are doing it for me. Now, whatever you do for me, you're actually doing it to my Father in heaven. If you receive a righteous man, not a sinful man, please note it. A righteous man, if you receive a prophet, not a false prophet. In fact, when you sponsor false prophet, you are going to become a partaker of their sin. That means a partaker of their evil reward. It's also certain. You've got to be careful who you receive in the name of the Lord. I've been warning believers in recent times that, see, don't use your money to buy trouble for yourself. It is better you don't give than to give wrongly. It is better that you keep your money in account. You don't give it to anybody. Just keep it. Be spending it alone. Than for you to take money and go and put it with a false prophet, with a false teacher, with people that are not preaching Jesus, anybody that is not preaching Christ that you are supporting, you are against Jesus. And your reward equally is assured. You won't miss your reward, how be it a terrible one. You know, reward, it can be negative or positive. It depends on what you have done. It depends on who you have received, in whose name you have done it. Please, always ensure whatever you do, it's in the name of the Lord. When you are doing something because you are seeking something, you are no longer doing it in the name of the Lord. Always do it in the name of the Lord. You don't need prayer. You don't need anybody to lay hands on you. It is certain you will receive your reward. Nobody needs to see you. Nobody needs to know about it. If you give If you give a cent in the name of the Lord, your reward is assured. It's assured. And you will see the categories of people here. He talks about a prophet, a righteous man. He talks about a disciple. So it's not giving money to ministry that is giving money to God. No, you can receive people, different categories of people in the body of Christ. Not necessarily a preacher, not necessarily a ministry, even your neighbor, even your family members. May God give you understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.